Heaven help the child who never had a home. Heaven help the girl who walks the streets alone. Heaven help the roses if the bombs begin to fall. Heaven help us all.
And good afternoon, everyone. This is Dr. Jones from Beneath the Grief Ministries. And this is a message that I haven't put on the Anchor. It's an intercessory prayer weekend message. And I'm going to put it on the Anchor today. Let us pray. Most kind and gracious Father, we come in Jesus' name. We come thanking you for another day. We're thanking you for the day. We thank you for the wake up on this morning, placing us in our right minds, and we thank you. We're praising you, Jesus. We thank you. We thank you for the direction that you give to us. We thank you. Lord, we are just praising you, Father. On such a beautiful day, first it looked dreary, then it looked dark, but your sun has come out, and we thank you. Only you know, Jesus, what the day is going to entail, and we thank you. We give it all to you, and we say thank you for it all. We say thank you for it all. We say thank you for it all. We bless you. We praise you. And we say thank you again. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Amen, amen, amen. Like I said, you know, this was, I didn't put this message on the Anchor, as it was an intercessory prayer weekend message when I first did this one, maybe about a couple of weeks ago. And so I'm putting it on the Anchor now. So it makes a difference when I put it on Anchor. Even, you know, may not be the day of. It just happens. Sometimes I just put the even podcast on Friday night. I may not get it that Friday night. It's just something may happen. I may do it Saturday. And then I'll do it Friday night. It just kind of depends. Things happen. This message, let me say that there are times in our lives that we go through different changes. And we go through different changes that sometimes we get the blessings and sometimes we don't get the blessings. And a word that I've seen that it be, it's called the woe. And so with a blessing and a woe comes something to it. And something comes out of it. And that is the Lord gets the praises anyhow. So again, a blessing and a woe, and the Lord will get the praises anyhow. And guess what? Not just the praises too. He gets the blessings. He gets the blessing and he gets the glory anyhow. Let us talk. And Luke 6:20-23 reads thus wise. And he lifted up his eyes on his disciples and said, blessed be ye poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. 21, blessed are ye that hunger now, for ye shall be filled. Blessed are ye that weep now, for ye shall laugh. 20:22. Blessed are ye when men shall hate you and when they shall separate you from their company and shall reproach you and cast out your name as evil for the Son of Man's sake. 23. Rejoice ye in that day and leap for joy. For behold, your reward is great in heaven, for in the like manner did their fathers unto the prophets. Now, in looking at this, in a totality, there were things that were going on and things that apply to us even now. And of course, you know, we want to, as our nature, so to speak, that we like to hear of all the blessings, and we want all the blessings and bring them on down, and when the woe comes, or the adversity come, we're like ouch. But in it all, the Lord gets the praise and the glory anyhow. Even in the woe, as we're told, blessed be ye poor, for yours is the kingdom. Now hold up. I'm not just talking about this poor like you're poor, like the poor of money. I'm talking about the poor. You know, when you're going through these things, you got to make a distinction, because some people's minds is quickly, you know, here it is. Some people's minds is quickly on the ching ching. So you have to clear it up. That a person that is poor within and poor within spirit, and being that they're poor within that spirit. And they wanna get encouraged. They wanna get lifted up. They wanna get some type of encouragement of what they're going through. And when you get to know Jesus, that poorness in your spirit, that poorness that you have, and that you are serving him, and he knows all about these things that we go through, but you know he's giving an encouragement, for yours is the kingdom of God. You know, in all these areas in our lives, and we just feel down and just feel, oh, we just, you know, it just affects us in every way in our bodies, and we just feel like that just feeling that poorness, like, oh, we're empty, and only he can fill you up. So here we're looking at and the lift up that the Lord can give. You're already getting the blessing and saying, blessed are ye that hunger now. Blessed are ye that hunger now, for ye shall be filled. You know, it doesn't kind of say blessed later. You know, like right now, so to speak, like right now, and like even in your hearing this, because you're hearing of the word of God. Blessed are ye that hunger now, and for whatever that situation may be, that you're hungering for more of God. Well, that's what it should be. You're hungering more for him, for ye shall be filled. And in that area that's so troubling, that area he'll fill. Blessed are ye that weep now. You know what? We do. And we cry. You know, we it's just hard. It's just difficult to take. And sometimes in our situations, it just seems like it's unbearable. And you know, and even in those areas, he is there. So what we're crying, and we're blessed are ye that weep now, for ye shall laugh. Oh, you know what? It's not always gonna remain that way. And some people, it just seems like it never ends. And it will, because there will come a day that you're gonna smile. You're gonna have a smile. You may even look back on that situation, no matter that what that may be. You may look back on that same situation that the Lord is giving you wisdom about how to deal with it. And that crying that you did, you start laughing about it because, you know, he gets the praises anyhow. Even in such, blessed are ye when men, come on, that blessed are ye when men shall hate you. Now, like I said, you know, you're going to get some walls, okay? We just got to understand it. You know, we try to stay away from it, but you know what? You just got folks that ain't going to stay away from it. They just going to make it what it is. And there are walls. And when men shall hate you, and when they shall separate you from their company, and shall reproach you, and cast out your name as evil for the Son of Man's sake. Bottom line. You know, we're told that we're going to be persecuted. We're told that these things are going to happen. And within us, that we're feeling that these are these woes that we're getting. But you know what? Them woes, like he said, you're gonna laugh again. That them woes going to turn around and it's really blessed. You're really blessed because for the kingdom's sake. For what is for the Lord, that all these things occur. Rejoice. Then you got the blessedness. See, in all of this, God's still gonna be, he's still gonna get the praise anyhow. In all of these things, even when people hate you, even when they cast you out, even they don't want to be bothered with you no more. Huh. And sometimes, you know what, I gotta put that in there. That we have to remember as each other, that we have to remember as each other, that we need to be lifting up each other. That's just a reminder. We got to do it. That we have to lift up each other. But in its essence, rejoice. Rejoice ye in that day and leap for joy. You know, you're looking at you really all of his blessings, but it may in other senses, because you might be challenged and people might be bugging you and bothering you. And it's like, oh, the adversity and oh, the woe that they bringing on you, that guess what? That you'll leap for joy, for behold, your reward is great in heaven. Even in spite of all of this. For in the like manner did your fathers unto the prophets. Prophets went through this. They went through these things. We're getting the encouragement of knowing that they went through these things as well. You're not just going through these things yourself. That you're being encouraged, so to speak, to take a look at those that was before you that also went through these very same things. Things are going to crop up. Every day something's going to crop up in our daily lives. But even in such, the blessings are in it when you know the Lord. And know it. Know it because Jesus told us that they're going to persecute us. If they hated him, they're going to hate you too. So, us trying to get everybody to, I guess, like us so, love us so. Don't even be concerned about it, because if they don't know Jesus and they have an agenda, just you don't know what their agenda is to you. Okay, so you have to be careful. So with those woes, you know what? If you ain't careful, You can make some grief in your life. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I put it in there. You can make some grief in your life that you don't have to. So may we turn it over to the Lord. I'll be back in a minute. Spotify for podcasters. I'll tell you. Spotify for podcasters, which was once Anchor. I got to get used to this. And I will. Spotify for podcasters. Well, I'll say one thing. I'm on the Spill Anchor. So I guess I'll hop on the Spotify for Podcasters Train. Because thus far, it's been wonderful. And they're free and they will monetize you. They have so much coming up and so much going on Spotify and podcasting. But your messages, you can get out. And you don't get a forum like this one often. Take advantage of it on today. Spotify for podcasters. Get on board today. And see what they're like. Get on board. Spotify for podcasters. Hey, I'm back to finish up talking about blessings and woes, but the Lord will get the praises anyhow. All right. Like I said, the blessings will come. The blessings will come. Galatians 5:22-23, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such, there is no law. In showing all of these things to one another, to others, the Lord is going to be praised anyhow, in it all, how we behave. How we go about our journeys through the day. These are blessings that we give to others as well as to each other. And daily, every day, we need to show such. Blessed be the Lord anyhow. Now, the woes are going to come. Sure, they're going to come. And they're going to bother you. But there are just some things we will not be able to avoid, okay? We're not going to be able to avoid them. We're not going to be able to get away from them because of the fact we live in a fallen world. And because we live in a fallen world, guess what? With these woes, you might feel like you're walking alone, but you're not. You're not. You might get rejected and, you know, might even be told to leave the company that you're with. But you know what? The Lord is with us. And He will get the praises anyhow. And you, for His name's sake, the walk that you have in Him, guess what? It won't faze you. It won't bother you. You know, I so enjoy seeing the people of God get blessed, and I just love to see them praise the Lord. So with blessings and even woes, we too are blessed anyhow. And the Lord shall get the praises anyhow. As we're told in the 150th Psalm, that let everything that praise, that has breath, let everything that praise Him too, but let everything that has breath praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord, because in the blessings and the woes, God's still going to get the praises anyhow. Blessings.